Guys, it takes so many voices to share passion play and how it's moving across the world. Really a privilege today to have with us Diana, formerly of Tegucigalpa, Honduras, now in Texas. Diana, you have passion play stories. I want to send it to you and share your one of your favorite stories of the ministry.
Passion Play Ministries marked a before and after in the history of our city, Tegucigalpa, Honduras. And my heart gets excited because I saw with my eyes many testimonies of salvation, healing, and reconciliation in many hearts. When we first met Passion Play team in Farmington in 2008, we had no idea on how to do it or with who to do it. We didn't understand the language and we didn't have the funds. However, we knew that this was a vision from the kingdom of God. We decided to present He's Alive in 2009, in the middle of a political crisis in Congress. And we didn't know what was going to happen. The first night, the cast was very, very nervous because we sat hundreds of people making a line to get in the auditorium. But the best part was when we did the altar call. We saw many, many people, regardless of their political ideologies, denomination, or social position. All together, they say, I want to receive Jesus in my heart. It was then when we understood that Passion Play in Tegucigalpa was an idea that was born in the heart